Here's where I, astute observer Danny Molina, fill in the blanks, because most of what happens in a meeting doesn't end up in the official minutes. Stevie and I caught a ride with Lucy and her mom. We got to the music room about 10 minutes early, and it was already packed. We squeezed through the crowd at the door and found some prime carpet space right next to a table that someone had loaded with snacks and juice. As we helped ourselves to refreshments, Stevie whispered, 78. I assumed this was the headcount, and it seemed pretty evenly divided. Lots of teachers, kids, and parents. I found it amazing that so many people cared enough to show up. Well, the town has been totally fired up about school cutbacks for about a year now. I guess no one wants to see things get worse. Suddenly, it occurred to us that the other team was meeting across the hall in the teacher's lounge. I'm going to sneak over there and check it out, Lucy announced. She returned just as our meeting was getting underway. That's packed too, she reported. But I think we have more. About a minute later, Lucy's smile totally vanished when Mrs. Matsuko volunteered to take notes. Chill, Luce, Stevie whispered. Why are girls so weird about being seen with their moms? Okay, that was way off topic. Next, Dylan Carr's dad volunteered to chair the meeting. No offense, but when I'm elected class president, Mr. Carr should visit the student council and learn a thing or two. I mean, brainstorming all those activities was fun for a while, but after we compiled a good list, it was time to move on. Stay on topic. Vote on one event and get organized. And if people speak up without raising hands, don't call on them. Okay, I'm done ranting. I think what we do at the Acker event is going to blow the other team away. How cool is it that Stevie's dad is friends with Acker's brother? When we finally broke into committees, you know, all three of us signed up for event planning, and you can bet Lucy made sure her mom signed up for something else.